Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Chris. Sorry about, I don't know what happened there.
Me neither. It just dropped.
Yeah, super weird. Super weird. But, okay. So I'll message my IT guy after this and see, like, what's going on. But let me continue with the voice verification. So the next part we were on, it says, in order to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is December 27th, 2023. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. So for the client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. They do have an appointment time 30 minutes from now. Are you available then or?
God, I'm not.
Okay, so here's the times for today. They have an 11 a.m., which, you know, that one's 30 minutes from now. They have a 12 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, a 3 o'clock, or a 4 o'clock?
Let's do a 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, you got it. All right, so let me book that in. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite here shortly. It'll say Local Splash CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming, okay?
Okay.
And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call first and just introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, though, they're going to call you just to make sure we don't miss the appointment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let me take a look here. Your Google business profile, do you have access to that, or are you not sure?
I should. I'm trying to go through that right now.
Okay. In the case that you don't, okay, because they're going to send you a manager request for the Google page, if you don't have access to it, we're a Google Premier partner, so what we'll do is submit to our Google rep to get you ownership of it and have you add us on as the manager. Okay, but if you do have access, it's, like, easy to just add us on there, okay? So I'm just going to put not sure right now, and then they'll, in the client interview, they'll ask you about that again, okay? All right, I got the website domain on there. Okay, let me pull up the Facebook page real fast. A quick second.
So this Google Doc that you just texted through for the Google verification needs a whole bunch of stuff I don't have with me right now.
It's no problem. So you're already verified on Google. What that is for an advanced verification. So we're a Google Premier partner. Anytime possible, we do the advanced verification because we found that it gets you higher and faster placement on Google. But it just submit that stuff to us when you have it with you, okay?
So, I mean, like, it's asking for pictures of tools and stuff?
Yeah, so that's not really the biggest one. The biggest one's the license and the insurance, right? If you don't have, like, your tools and equipment readily available for picture, just skip it. Same thing, like, I've had, like, new businesses sign up, and they don't have business cards yet, so they just skip that. And obviously, you don't have a workplace. It's not like a pizza shop, you know? Like, so anything you don't have on there, just skip it.
but it has like the star, like it's required. Does that work or?
No, you should be able to skip it on it. So they should all have a star next to it, right? To my knowledge,
yeah.
I haven't looked at the actual email before or in a little while, but you don't have to actually attach that in the doc. So you'll be fine. Just skip that portion if you don't have the work tools readily available. Okay. And all it is, you're already verified on Google. This is just an advanced verification so we could submit it to Google to avoid any like suspensions ever from happening. And it gets you higher and faster placement on Google is what we've seen. Okay.
Okay. So how do I figure out if I have access to it?
To the Google business profile? Let me send you, usually they do this in the client interview, but let me send it to you now. That way you can kind of get a jump on it.
I just Googled it and it says your business on Google. So.
Okay, you should be good then. So I just sent you email instructions and it shows you exactly where to log into.
Okay. So it's got, I think I'm in it right now. It's showing my www.coloradoprobuild.com not approved, whatever that means.
Hmm. Yeah, that's more on the tech side. They'll be able to know like what all that means, you know. I'm not really sure why it's saying that. But I sent you email instructions. So basically when you log in, right? So log into your account. This is usually the email you use to create the Google page. Yada, yada, yada. It says click on manage profile. And then, do you see that?
Yes, I see. I just got that right now. So let me do this.
Perfect.
You haven't added any businesses.
It says like on the top right, there will be like three dots to click on business profile settings.
Okay, settings. Maybe I'm under the wrong. For some reason, why does it have my? It's got me under the wrong profile here. I've got so many email profiles that.
I hear you. I messed up a couple years back. I went to like one of those fit expos where they give like protein and all that out. And I gave them my email and I had to make a whole new email. I was just getting blasted every single day. It was crazy.
I just was hoping I could just make sure everything's verified real quick, but it's giving me some, why is it defaulting to that one? I don't know what is going on here. Defaulting to me and my wife. Okay, so let's see your business. Okay, let me see the rest of this line. Click on manage profile.
Yeah, click on manage profile, and then it wants you to go to the business profile settings. It should be like the three dots.
Gosh, what? Well, if I go to the three dots, what do we got there?
Then it wants you to select managers and then add.
Gosh, it doesn't give me that option.
Okay, so no worries. I'll tell the tech team that way in the client interview today they can just literally walk you through it. You know.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and if not, it's super. So I've had tons of clients personally too. That have like they don't have access. It's an easy claim process that we speak to our Google rep about. And what they do is they just have to verify some things, and then they'll make you the owner of it, and us add it on as a manager. But better to let the tech team walk you through how to add that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't typically do that.
Gotcha, for sure.
Yeah, I just go off the email. You know? They do that stuff every day. Okay, so I know you've already seen the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Like I said, when you get a chance, just submit what you have. Oh, call dropped again.